Chuck Tomasi presents Our Daily Thread, a look back at how much of the world came to depend on a common database language. Today, much of the internet relies on databases. Whether it's Oracle, MySQL, or Microsoft MS SQL, we all use a common language to interact with the information stored in the database. The structured query language itself is based on four major components to create, read, update, and delete records in a database. These are commonly referred to as CRUD. This structured query language, or SQL, is a fairly recent invention with roots dating back further than most people realize. Somewhere between 4200 and 3800 BC, the Chinese came up with the concept of data. They kept track of commerce, census, and astronomical information, but they lacked a consistent way to record that information. So one bright individual by the name of MySQL wrote the first step of a structured query language, and thus the insert statement was born to put information into a database by designating a set of fields and their corresponding values. But soon the Chinese realized that storing all that data wasn't much use without a way to retrieve it. So SQL wasn't widely adopted except for a few isolated pockets in remote provinces. It wasn't until 633 AD that an individual from Samaria named Salek Ishtar from Tabel came up with the next great invention of SQL, the select statement. He was on a trip to China in 508 BC when he was introduced to SQL by his local guide Fu Bar. Selleck was intrigued and dedicated himself to finding a way to retrieve the Chinese secrets. He spent the next 25 years working on the algorithm to read the stored data. This provided the long-awaited ability to retrieve information from a database. Sadly, Tabel could not read Unicode. Regardless, the seeds of SQL started to grow. Almost another 1,000 years would pass before English mathematician Robert Delaty was tinkering in his lab when he accidentally came across the next great step in SQL. On April 1, 1608, in Westminster, England, he was trying to retrieve all the records from a library archive when he had made a mistake. Instead of selecting all the articles, he deleted them. The library's curator was not pleased, to say the least, but in his error, Delaty uncovered the ability to remove data from the database. His catastrophic deletion earned him the stigma of the town fool, and because of the date of the big event being April 1st, the tradition of April Fools was born. From Delaty's unfortunate discovery, the world also discovered the importance of making backups. Centuries later, Robert Delaty was immortalized in the XKCD cartoon as Little Bobby Tables. At this point, there was just one more piece of the SQL puzzle to fall into place. That piece came in the 1960s during the U.S.-Soviet space race when Russian scientist Vladimir Obdatinov came up with a way to modify the data in his mainframe computer. Naming it after himself, Obdatinov gives us the update statement. However, his discovery went unnoticed, largely because of the secrecy behind the space program, and it was not rediscovered until after the fall of the Soviet era when the United States gained access to many declassified Soviet documents in the early 1990s. Finally, the world had all four CRUD operations in place, and the modern SQL language was born. In our next episode, we'll take a look at how the world uses SQL to store cat videos. You can find out more about me at chucktomasi.com.